This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, V, Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. 10 sweet and potato dropping some serious turkey knowledge. That's a WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Turkey on the way with the head chef right after the game known as Big Dummy 206-42 on Rock, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Josiah. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Josiah, are you sober or not sober? Our men's room poll by a Cine Candle. Will it be burnt hair, wet farm animal, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha?
I'm going to go with Gwyneth Paltrow's hoo-ha.
Okay.
Well, I think she'd be very happy with today's results.
Yeah. Far. She's a lot better than a wet farm animal.
Yes. I don't care who you are, you take that as a compliment.
Yeah, more so than a shower fart.
Mm-hmm.
Or burn hair.
I'm not saying you smell great, but I'd rather be around.
Out of these options,
yeah,
you're the best.
See, there's some positive in that. All right, here's your question. The Great Gazoo. The Great Gazoo was an alien in what cartoon TV series?
I do not know.
Josiah, are you currently skydiving?
No, I'm at work right now.
Okay. The answer is the Flintstones.
How do you guys remember that?
What?
The Great Gazoo.
Because he's in the Flintstones.
I don't remember him in the Flintstones.
Little green Martian. He came in a fishbowl on his head.
For real?
Yeah.
Called him Dum Dum all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man. My Flintstones knowledge is weak. All right, your question. In what U.S. state would you find the Chihuahua Desert?
New Mexico?
It's all New Mexico all day today, Josiah. There you go.
Very New Mexico
good.
Day.
It really is.
Chihuahua Desert. Yes, it's made of puppies.
Sometimes it's Uranus. This week, New Mexico. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. What's up, Terry? Terry, wasn't your name voted the equivalent to Karen?
Was it?
I believe it
For
was.
For dudes?
Yeah. Not that I know any Terrys. Yeah, that's what they said. I didn't get it. I would have gone Chad.
Nah, but Chad doesn't complain.
Okay. All right, Terry, are you sober or not sober?
Tomorrow will actually be 4 weeks sober.
Oh, good for you, man. Nice work, Terry. So a whole month. Does that mean you were doing it for a month or you're on the train?
I'm on the train.
Okay. All right, well, now you're going to have to buy a Cine Candle. Now that you have been drinking, you can actually smell it. Will it be burnt hair, wet farm animal, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gotta be Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth in the lead today. Shockingly, we thought that would be a joke. People would pick farm animals.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to let her know. Your hoo-ha is not a joke, Gwyneth. All right. Here's your question. The man that created the 1040 Easy Tax Form also created the logo for what major sports league?
Boston?
Major sports league.
Sports league.
Sports league.
Yeah, NFL, NBA, MLB.
Yeah.
Let's go MLB.
NFL.
NBA.
NBA.
That's just such an odd
I always
thing.
Just thought that was like Jerry West.
It is, but you still had, he came up with the whole concept. So, yeah, the guy that created the 1040 Easy Tax Form, he's also behind the NBA logo. That's a man of many, many traits. All right, your question, who is the first artist to have a top five album in six straight decades? Still alive.
Somebody old enough to be able to do that.
And still alive, yep.
How many decades?
Six straight decades. So, I mean, it could be like 79, 82, but still six straight decades.
Straight decades. Is this the 40s or 50s? Good Lord.
So that was starting in the 60s, right?
Hold on.
I had no idea.
Actually, I think it started in the 70s because they released an album this year, which would be the start of the next. Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. Yeah. So Greetings might have come out in 69.
I mean, think about that, man.
I don't know.
He had a top five album in six consecutive decades. That is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He made a deal with the devil, and every time they release an album, Stevie Van Zandt gets a little uglier.
Born to Run was a song about the... About the cruise
No, they did it all at once. See, they made him as ugly as they could.
He already looks like he's a wax figure.
He does, man. I can never get past him. He's a guitar player, man. He's in one of the top bands. He's in the Sopranos. I know he is a megastar. He's an icon. But every time I see him, I'm uncomfortable.
He's basically Jersey in a nutshell.
Yeah, but like real
Jersey.
Wrong Jersey.
He's the guy that walks on the boardwalk every morning at like 5 a.m.
But never on the beach.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What vowel is the most common letter in the English language?
What vowel?
Vowel. V-O-W-E-L.
E is correct.
That is correct?
Yeah.
Good job. Let's see, a couple of comments here. One, the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones, also featured prominently on the Jetsons. Thank you, everyone. Someone else says he did not have a fishbowl on his head. The Great Gazoo had a little helmet. It was a purple helmet.
Oh, okay.
It looked like a batting helmet. And, Miles, the name you're looking for, it was not Terry. That is the male equivalent to Karen.
Okay.
It is Brad.
Brad?
Yes.
All right. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello. Whoops. Well, it helps if I bring them on. Hello, Justice. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola.
Justice, sober, not sober?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober today.
What?
I'm not sober today.
Oh, just kidding. Justin, men's room poll by a scented candle. Will it be burnt hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think I'm going to spread the love today a little bit and go burnt hair.
Burnt hair.
All right.
I like you, Justice.
Oh, man.
All right. What are you doing over there? Drinking beer?
No. A couple shots of Sailor Jerry's.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, just straight shots,
that's
huh?
Pretty manly.
That's a man who just wants a drink.
Chaser, but
yeah, but still, that'll get you there.
But you still did a shot.
Isn't Sailor Jerry 90 proof, if I'm not mistaken?
Not entirely sure.
You'll find out fast.
Right.
I think it is.
All right. Your question, what is the oldest planet in the solar system?
Let's go with Pluto, because it's the farthest.
I mean, Pluto's not even a planet anymore, man. Why you gotta rub it in?
I'm gonna go Neptune just based on farthest proximity, technically, as a planet to the Earth.
See, now you guys are irritating my inner space nerd.
Okay.
By the way, the answer is Jupiter. The answer is Jupiter.
All right.
Just because you're far away from the sun does not mean you were old. In fact, they believe both Jupiter and Saturn started much closer to the sun than it is now.
Yeah, that's why I figured they moved out, so it's older.
The more you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then how did Neptune just rocket right past it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's out there farther.
Gravitational pull. Kind of got slung out there. It didn't want to be out there, man. Right. Neptune's like the kid that had to stand in the hall while class was going on.
That's boring.
Yeah, because Jupiter chased him out.
You get a hall pass?
All right, here is your question. What is a male donkey called?
Would that be Jackass.
That's it.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That is all right.
Man. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's a burr? There's a difference.
Let's not do this because I'm never sure. Ted always gets this right. So, like, what's the difference between a donkey and a mule? I know there's a difference, Mike, do you, because a horse?
A mule is a donkey crossed with a horse.
Okay, so a donkey
is its own thing.
It's its own thing. The mule is the,
correct.
Is the master.
It's the hybrid. Somebody just needed a partner.
What do you think the first horse that had sex with the donkey, or do you think the donkey went to, either way,
I think he got
was
drunk.
It like a bet?
I think
did
he got,
the horse get drunk?
He got drunk.
And they say, dude, do you remember what happened last night?
I don't. He ate mushrooms from cow poop.
And then slept with a donkey.
Had sex with a donkey.
And his buddies never let him live it down.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Take that to the bank, Dummy. Kids.
History.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, no.
Hola.
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. I'm still at work.
All right.
We understand that part of the reason you called was to redeem the name Brandon.
He's messing up my name, man. Can't be going at 15 like that was talking about.
Okay. Brandon, men's room poll. Buy a scented candle, burn hair, wet farm animal, shower farter, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Let's go with Gwyneth Paltrow and get that nice scent of hoo-ha in the air.
Okay.
We can't confirm that, bro. Just keep that in mind.
We don't know. I mean, Chris
Martin.
We
would like to think so, but I don't know if that's right.
Chris Martin even has horrible taste in music. Who knows how bad his other tastes are.
He may have named his band after that experience.
Coldplay.
All right.
Seriously.
Read into it any way you want. I don't know.
I don't know this.
I'm just suggesting that it's possible that the name of his band was inspired
maybe
by...
he bored a hole out of a ham at the deli.
All right. Here is your question.
Anything's possible.
We don't know. You can Google it. All right. What former SNL cast member voiced Waldo in Van Halen's Hot for Teacher video? And this guy's known for doing voices.
Known for doing voices? Phil Hartman?
Oh, man.
There you
well
go.
Done. You redeemed it, Brandon. Very good.
One and
I was going to say Martin. I was going to say Martin Short. But it was Phil Hartman.
Yeah, it was Phil Hartman.
You're a fan of The Simpsons, right, Mike? Or are you not as deep in that as Family Guy?
Not near as deep, no.
Phil had like two or three characters on The Simpsons that were great. And this one lawyer called, named Troy McClure.
Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
You might remember me from the teen movie, Lead Paint Chips, Tasty But Deadly.
And Let's Find Tony Orlando's House.
Right.
Game is, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, man. People are giving us more insight into the world of horses, donkeys, and mules. All right? So, a horse got drunk one night, had sex with a donkey. They came up with a mule. Mules, sterile. Cannot sexually reproduce.
Oh.
So, basically, there's the only... So, if two mules have sex, nothing happens?
I guess.
Do they know how lucky they are?
I thought it was just me.
Do you know the name for a female donkey?
A Jenny?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Jenny. Most beautiful name in the world.
Jenny.
If your name's Jenny, you're feeling good about yourself.
Jenny. Poor Jenny now. God, that sucks. Sorry. Fair Jenny. My
your
bad.
Name's
everybody.
Jenny.
We'll all apologize on your behalf.
You're a
don't
female.
Don't be depressed.
Big Dummy.
Jenny.
Don't feel bad. I would, but don't. You don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be horribly embarrassed.
I
but
even
you
tell
are fine.
I changed my name legally.
You mean like a female donkey, Jenny? Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor whores and bangless skinners.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Will, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah. Trying to be a regular, guys. How's my Baltimore homeboys?
What's that, Will?
Trying to be a regular. Who's my homeboys from Baltimore?
That would be me, Thrill, and Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, born and raised there. Go Ravens.
Okay. There you go.
Like you, Will. Will, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah. I'm about 6 in. The light buds.
Jesus.
If you're actually from Baltimore, do me a favor and say Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
I live in Buffalo now. Flacco.
Oh, Buffalo.
All right, Will. Men's
oh,
room
sorry
full.
About your, yeah, sorry about your Seahawks, but...
Hey!
Go Bills.
Buy a scented candle, Will. Will it be burn hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I like the smell of the hoo-ha.
I had no doubt about that.
I didn't either.
Right.
All right, here is your question. What condition does Dustin Hoffman's character have in the movie Rain Man?
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Oh, Will, we dropped Will, didn't we?
We did. Cut off. You can't say that. By the way, Miles.
Yes.
You have angered people.
Okay. Why?
Because Troy McClure was the actor. Lionel Hutz
was
the lawyer.
Exactly
both
right.
were.
I said
fact
he did two
voice,
or three. I couldn't remember.
Full Hartman,
they were.
Yeah.
They're my favorites.
And by the way, back to mule talk.
Mm-hmm.
Horses have sex with donkeys, and then they have a mule. Only female horses can breed, apparently. So it has
so
to be
a male
donkey.
Oh, okay.
So history's been rewritten because I'm still saying it was a drunk-ass donkey's like, I'm going to have sex with a horse tonight.
That donkey's got to get up on his tiptoes.
Do you care about positions?
No, I'm just saying, it's like,
when you do what you got to do.
I know, but there's a difference in height. If you're going to go donkey, I mean, you got to really get up there, man. I mean, you got to jump into that.
He was the big one.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Dave, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing, Dave?
Enjoying an iced IPA.
Oh, beautiful. Good day for one of those. All right, our men's room poll.
By the way, just asking, you guys never said who wrote the book, what was that one?
Wow, Dave, that was really deep.
Okay, let's
Stephen
move on.
Hawking?
Wait,
okay.
You mean the book in 1988?
Yeah.
Oh, God, sorry. Who wrote the book? Stephen Hawking. Yes, it was Stephen Hawking.
All right, our men's room poll, Dave. Great memory. I'll buy a scented candle, burn hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, Gwyneth, all the way.
All right, you win. You can buy one right now at goop.com.
That's true. Go to Goop and impress your friends. All right, here is your question. Who was the only man to knock out Muhammad Ali in a heavyweight fight?
Would that be Ken Norton?
That's not a bad guess.
I'm going to think on this one. There's Foreman. There's Holmes. Oh, God. Then the guy from
Ken
Philly.
Job.
I think it's Larry Holmes.
It is Larry Holmes. Because there's nothing worse than saying, I just got knocked out by a dude named Larry. I mean, think about it. If you heard of Larry, if you did not know who Larry Holmes was, right? You go to the bar and go, hey, Miles, man, there's some dude named Larry. Apparently, he's really mad at you. You wouldn't sweat it until Larry Holmes physically walks in.
But if you said, hey, man, Cassius is waiting for you after school, he'd be like, he is?
I'm going to do extra work.
Cassius?
Yeah, Cassius is going to whip your
Cassius
ass.
Is going to kill me.
Larry ain't going to do nothing
he's
to
gonna
you.
Ask, then he's going to kill me.
All right, here is your question. What band performed the original song Sweet Dreams Are Made of These?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, Dave.
Roar.
Like a caveman.
I can't come up with it. Sorry.
It's all right.
You're in the mix.
That is right. You're in the mix. Annie Lennox, and what was the dude's name?
John.
Exactly.
Dave Stewart.
Really? That's it.
Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart.
Hey, Dave Stewart. Pretty sure it's Eurythmics, man.
Get out.
No, dude, they got this cool song. I'm telling you, man. You're going to like it.
Dave's going to get his passes.
I told you. I was like, hey, Stewart, man.
You talking about Dave Stewart?
Yeah, Dave passes? Stewart, the guy that played the keyboard all the time, man. He's with that short-haired chick, and they made a cool song.
She scares me.
Yeah, I'm terrified of her.
Her and Grace Slick.
Grace Slick will beat your ass. She's like Cassius. Well, if your name's Grace, you're terrifying.
I know.
Well, if you're Dave Stewart, you're either like playing for the Eurythmics or you're pitching for the Oakland A's way back in the 80s.
Ah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, question three, Dave.
Speaking of the 80s, who wrote the book 1984?
George Orwell.
Ah, good talking to you, Dave. There you go.
Does everyone know who wrote that book?
I hope so. Because it seems kind of...
Well, I don't... Like you said, there's all this crap we had to read in school, right? But, like, Lord of the Flies. I actually enjoyed that book. Don't know the author's name. I'm sure if you...
Actually, 1984 might be one of the more modern pieces of American literature that I read in school. As far as it being current. That's about as current as it got.
Because you had Chaucer and Shakespeare. I mean, like, my God, man.
More of Big Dummy on the way. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Big Dummy is the game. 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play, Steve?
Oh, we sure do. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Tequila and tacos, bitches.
Hola! Nathan, you on team sober, team not sober?
Oh, I am definitely on team not sober.
Okay.
I mean, team, yeah.
All right. Are you smoking or are you drinking, Nathan?
Oh, doing a little bit of both. Having a few beers. Having a little bit of weed.
Okay. Getting set for that huge Thursday night NFL football matchup, I bet. All right, our men's room poll.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a scented candle. Burnt hair, wet farm animal, shower, fart, or Gwyneth. Where are you going?
You know what? I got to go with the farm animal. I've smelled some hoo-haws, some good and some bad, but there's always some bad out there. I ain't testing hers.
Okay. In other words, a farm animal, you know what you're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. What is the name of Bilbo Baggins' magical sword in The Hobbit? As a hint, it's also bassist Gordon Sumner's stage name.
Oh, crap. All of my friends are going to be hating me right now. They're screaming it at the radio probably right now, and I don't know.
Also used to be a professional wrestler that had this
yes,
name.
Yes.
The Undertaker. I know that's not it.
You know what, man? That's not a cooler name for a sword. In this case, it would be Sting.
Oh.
I like Undertaker, though. Mm-hmm. Again, you break out your sword. This is my sword, Sting. I'll be like, here's Undertaker. Mm-hmm. How you feel?
That's a knife.
Right. All right, your question. What kind of acid is stomach acid?
Acidic? Stomach acid. Yeah, I'm just going to say acidic acid. I don't know.
It is, in fact, acidic. We will give you that. So acidic, they call it acid.
I know its name is called bile.
You've heard of this acid. Hydrochloric. You're correct, Mike. Okay, hydrochloric acid. I can tell that's what you're about to say.
Not even
close.
Yeah,
that was definitely what I was going to say.
I'm glad I kept my mouth shut.
Citric? All right, your question. In 1819, the United States purchased Florida from what country?
Cuba.
Spain, right?
It was, in fact, Spain.
Insane Spain! Question four, Nathan. That's why you have St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your question. The characters Snarf and Lion-O are both characters from what 1980s cartoon?
Oh, Thundercats.
Snarf. Very good.
Meow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. That was a great finale there.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Dawn. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Dummy. Oh,
bitch, hola.
Hola, Don. Are you sober or not sober?
Definitely not sober.
Okay. What is going on with you, Don? What are you doing?
Well, just picked up our cat from the vet. He has diabetes.
Oh, most cats get that eventually.
I thought you said diarrhea.
Yeah.
You know why? Too many sodas.
We were going to change his name to Wilbur, but it was too late.
Don, what'd that trip to the vet cost you?
$94.
What a deal!
It's not that bad.
It's a deal,
or it's a terrible vet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is the cat's name?
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
You named your cat Biscuits.
It's actually my son's cat, and they named him Biscuits because he makes biscuits.
Oh, I thought it's because he looked delicious.
Okay. All right, Don, our men's room poll.
You got to buy. We're not Chinese.
You got to buy our men's room poll. You got to buy a scented candle and burn it for the holidays. Will it be burnt hair, wet farm animals, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I want a wet farm animal so I can get a great big rooster.
I like you. All right, here's your question. To create Earl Grey tea, bergamot oil is added. What type of fruit is a bergamot?
What type of fruit?
What type of fruit?
Melon.
Is it a berry?
Nope. It is, in fact, a citric fruit, and basically it's an orange.
Huh.
Except it's green.
Lord bergamot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dawn, you got another? You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
There you go.
Oh, well done.
Nice work. Okay. Big Dummy is the game, 206-421-ROCK. Anybody ready to do this?
Would you name your son Francis? I would not. I know there's a few Francises out there, and it's okay. It's your name. I didn't name you. I would have never done it.
Yeah, probably not.
Francis, I don't know, man.
Because it's short, you just get Fran.
Right.
Which is more feminine, I believe.
If
I had a daughter,
I have
maybe
an aunt, Fran, so
well,
maybe
that
that's why I associate it. But,
okay. What about Frank?
Well, if that'd be Franklin.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
I'd go by Frank.
Yeah, if I'm Francis, be like, call me Frank.
Frank and Beans.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hey, hello, Nigel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Nigel, sober, not sober?
Sober.
I was hoping you would have a British accent, Nigel. It just seems such a British name.
That's pretty common.
In England. All right, men's room poll. Buy a scented candle, burn hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I guess candle?
You pick a candle with one of these four scents.
Yes. Burn hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
I guess Gwyneth.
Okay.
I like the certainty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is your question. How far is the free throw line from the backboard in basketball? How many feet?
How many feet?
Mm-hmm.
25.
Oh.
Free throw line? I believe it's 10.
15. From the backboard.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a trick question.
See, you're better at it than you thought.
Quick.
All right, your question. Which is the only one of the seven dwarves without a beard? He's out.
Oh. Dopey?
Okay! I am impressed.
I am too.
Very impressed. I thought we were going to be there for a while.
I could not think of it. Yeah.
Just saying.
Then going with a lot of faith.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Brad, sober, not sober?
I'm at work, so I'm sober.
All right, Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you're going to be a scented candle and burn it for the holidays. Will it smell like burnt hair, wet farm animals, shower farts, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Can the fart be mine if it's a wet fart?
Sure, you're in the shower.
Okay, I'll probably go with the fart then.
All right.
Can it be mine? This is my fart, I'm down.
I own it.
Actually, that's pretty fair.
Well, what other kind is there?
Well, someone else's fart.
I don't shower with other people.
Oh, you haven't lived. All right, here is your question. How many Ivy League schools are there?
Is that like the ones that are really hard to get into?
Yeah,
like,
brown.
If you're asking that question, yes.
Mm-hmm. 10? I don't know.
That's what I was going to guess. How about 12?
You can accept either 8 or 12. Somehow, both of those answers are featured prominently. No matter what I Googled, either there are 8. So I believe there's 8 original. Perhaps 4 more have joined.
Okay.
But they had 8 and or 12.
All right.
But there you go.
Interesting.
Either way, I'm not getting any of them. Yeah. Based on what I see at home, my kids, yeah, I'll save money on that too. All right. Here is your question. What literary character killed Grendel?
Killed who?
Grendel. We actually talked about this very story earlier today.
I don't know who that is, so I'm just going
to
pass.
Okay.
Beowulf?
Beowulf. Actually, Scott Beowulf killed Grendel.
With his huge penis.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What superhero team includes Robin, Kid Flash, Aqualad, and Wonder Girl?
The Avengers? I don't know.
The Juniors suck.
The Teen Titans. Aqualad? Do you know how pissed off I would be, even if they're like, we're going to call you Aqualad. Call me Francis.
Mm-hmm. I'll take Debbie.
I don't know. I don't have any kids, so I don't know any of those shows.
Okay. All right, Brad. Question number 4.
Question number 4 for you. In what battle did Davy Crockett die?
Civil War.
Nice.
Little Bighorn.
What was that one?
No, he died at the Alamo. He was trying to rent a car, and he was gunned down. Dude, it was...
Wow. All I want is the Corolla.
No, and he died trying to get a Corolla.
Question 5.
Question number 5, you brought up Little Bighorn. In what state would you find the site of Little Bighorn?
Wisconsin?
Miles?
Oklahoma.
Nope. Montana.
Montana.
I'm not good. What number am I on now?
6.
What's the tally out for today?
As far as the biggest dummy of just today?
Well, yeah.
That would be Brandon. Took him 15 questions.
15 agonizing questions.
So you got something to shoot for, Brad.
Yeah, I'm coming for you, Brandon.
And his response, what? All right, your question.
I couldn't hear him.
What company is behind Golden Crisp cereal?
Kellogg's?
General Mills.
Kellogg's and General Mills are too good to make this. Post. Post specializes...
Well, Post is good in Raisin Bran. Or Raisin Bran's better than Kellogg's.
Post, of the 3 major cereal companies, Post makes the fewest that I ever want to eat.
Really?
Like, Kellogg's goes, hey, man,
not true.
We want you
that's
to enjoy... Pull up Post. See what they got. Against Kellogg's?
Yeah,
even General Mills goes, look, you can eat healthy with Cheerios. You can have Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We don't care. We don't judge.
They have Chips Ahoy cookies in cereal.
That's got to be new.
Those are good, yeah.
Yeah, they got some good ones in here.
Honey Bunches of Oats?
Right.
No.
They got the honeycomb?
Post is for people that are 150 years old or older.
Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah, Steve might have a point here.
Cocoa Pebbles?
Yeah.
I mean, look, seriously, man, Post is like, you're old, we don't want you to die, buy our cereal. Okay, Kellogg says, you're young, here's some sugar. General Mills says, it's probably not as healthy as we advertise, but it's good.
I can't argue your point here.
That's all I'm saying.
I give up. They've got grape nuts.
But they do have Fruity Pebbles.
I understand. They also have grape nuts. That cancels each other out.
All right.
We're going to sell you rocks in case you're a bird and have a gizzard. So I don't know why I guess we're so fired. Grape nuts just piss me off. All right. Your question. What pair of German brothers, collected such stories as Hansel and Gretel? And that might be how Miles describes me if I look sullen.
I got to pass on that one, too.
I gave you the best hints I could. That would be Brothers Grimm.
Yeah.
We're thrilled, Brothers Grimm.
Question number 8, Brad. You're achieving your goal of stupidity.
Question number 8 for you. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Hibernate.
Mammals.
A lot of mammals hibernate.
They lay eggs.
That is, in fact, what they do.
I bet they're great in an omelet.
What kind of eggs are these? Oh, those are platypus eggs.
So greasy, though.
Much greasier than these duck eggs.
Why are the eggs greasier than the bacon?
Platypus.
Platypus eggs. That's not a yolk. All right, your question. In Star Wars, what planet did Luke Skywalker grow up?
Tatooine. That was easy.
Okay. Very good.
That was easy because it's not real and the planet doesn't exist. Why is it that if you ask anything fictional, people know, right?
Yeah.
If you ask something like historical, like I have no idea.
Because it was entertaining.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have time for a brand new contestant?
Hello, Josiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
Dummy! Somebody here says grape nuts. It's a good to pinch for cat litter.
Josiah, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. My fiance, she's from Panama. They got grape nut ice cream over there.
But yeah. Tell her she's a fool. That is disgusting.
I believe you.
This
no,
is
I
weird.
Agree.
This is
like,
weird
I'm
that we've
board.
Had.
This
is our
grape nut. Hey.
This is our second Josiah of the day.
I know.
That's crazy. All right, Josiah, men's room poll by a scented candle. Will it be burn hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Farm animal.
Farm animal for the win.
All right, here's your question. Just last night, firefighters in Los Angeles rushed to the home of what Hollywood megastar? There was smoke pouring out of their rather large residence. It turns out it was just from a furnace that had been replaced.
The Rock?
The Kardashian.
My man.
Was it?
My man. My man. That's the only clue I can give you. My man.
I don't know.
Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Where contractually he must say my man at least three times in any movie he's
okay.
in. Yeah. All right, here's your question. What pop star posed naked and pregnant on the August 2006 cover of Harper's Bazaar? She recently announced that she was done performing until her father gets out of her life.
Is that Hillary Duff?
Oh,
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. I swear, once you said Hillary, I'm thinking you're going to say Clinton. And I'm like, naked and pregnant. Dear God.
Nobody wants to see that.
No.
No. You can pay people to see that.
That's what you call your going out of business issue. All right. In boxing, what do you call a boxer that leads with his right?
I know left is southpaw, and I don't know right. I don't know.
Well, if he leads with his right, he is a southpaw.
Southpaw. You're leading with your right, right? So I'm left-handed. So if we're boxing,
right-handed.
Yeah, my right hand is up front.
Mm-hmm. All right, question number four.
Question number four for you. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Oh, fire?
Very good.
Very good.
Okay. Only took him four. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola. Hola.
John, sober, not sober?
Dude, I'm totally not sober right now.
All right. Good for you, John.
Men's room. I'm drinking chalada beer and Budweiser, sir.
Hey, man, you know, however you get to the destination you're trying to go, you can always take Greyhound.
I'm there and yes, sir.
It's like the Greyhound version of that. Buy a scented candle there, John. Will it be burnt hair, wet farm animal, shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
You know, I've been thinking about this for a while, and everyone's choosing the obvious one. I'm going to choose just a juicy shower fart, you know, just a... There you
whoa,
go.
Whoa, whoa. We did not put juicy in that. Mm-hmm. That is a special order if you want the juicy shower fart.
Yeah, I normally just stop at fart in the shower.
Sir, excuse me. You have said earlier in this show and prior days that, look, you should not fart in the shower because there's no jeans and there's no underwear. It is just straight fart. So I think any fart in the shower is juicy.
Okay, that's fair. We accept the argument. All right, here's your question. What mineral is also referred to as fool's gold?
What
mineral is also referred to as fool's gold?
Mineral. I don't know minerals, dude. I don't know.
I know you don't. I know.
Carbon? I don't know.
Miles?
Bronze, copper,
pyrite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody knew that.
No?
Nobody. All right, here's your question.
Yeah,
What is the largest living bird on Earth?
A dragon.
Bird.
I'm getting there. A vulture.
Ostrich?
Ostrich.
Oh, okay, yeah. Non-flying bird.
Beautiful animal. Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Question number three.
Question number three. What color is the three ball in pool?
Blue. Green.
Red.
Red?
I believe. So what? One is yellow, two is blue, three is red, four is purple.
And orange?
Five is like yellow or orange or something. Orange, right?
Yeah, I think six is yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Crap, I can't.
No, one is yellow, two is blue, three is orange, four is purple, three is red, five is orange,
green.
Six is green, six is seven green. Is a darker seven red, and eight is black.
Stripe thing.
Ah, still talking. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. How many stripes on the U.S.
John,
flag?
John, hold on. Let him ask you a question. Just hold on.
How many stripes on the U.S. flag are white?
Eight. Six.
Okay, we're going to give you that. Yes.
I'm going to ignore that you took your finger off the chess piece because I hate you.
Are you sure?
Why not? Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy.
Bill, are you there? Bill, are you sober or not sober?
28 years sober.
All right, good for you, Bill. Nice job. Okay, our men's room poll, Bill. You got to pick a scented candle to burn over the holiday season. Will it smell like burn hair, wet farm animal, a shower fart, or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth all day.
All right.
All right, there you go. Here's your question. Multiple choice. Back in 1929, a woman by the name of Janet Gaynor, she became the first woman to what? Win an Oscar for Best Actress, pilot an aircraft, or swim across the Mississippi River?
Yeah, you broke up. Can you say again?
In 1929, a woman by the name of Janet Gaynor, she became the first woman to do what? Win an Oscar for Best Actress, pilot an aircraft, or swim across the Mississippi River?
Win an Oscar.
One and done. Nice job, Bill. Uh-huh. All right. Still to come, Head Chef on the way. We're going to drop a little turkey knowledge. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.